శ్రీ చైతన్య ఈశ్వర Gaurapurnima festival. Right after Gaurapurnima, I went to Bangladesh with 120 devotees from 25-30 countries. And we were there for 20 days, every night, great programs. Then came back to Mayapur, they had Vyas Puja. I was doing the aarti for the deities, and we had Indian Continental Committee meetings and regional governing body committee meetings. So for about 2 months it's been non-stop. Then last night I caught the flight at midnight and flew here. So I'm not recuperated yet. Forgive me, I'm sorry. I was listening, but good time I dozed. This is very moving exchange. All the devotees are expressing their realizations and appreciations. We do this every year at the Vyasa Puja, but there's no, once I was told by some GBC man, there's no rule against glorifying the Guru, appreciating the Guru, that can be done anytime. We must do it at Vyasa Puja, we can do it other times. I've been coming to Malaysia since about 1984, or before that.
'82,
and that time there was a crisis here. So I spent 21 days in Malaysia. A record. And it was over the year we started that time, we just had the Kuala Lumpur temple, maybe there afterwards there was something. Again, not too many places. Many small namhats and things. So over the years, ISKCON Malaysia has grown. I don't know how many devotees do we have now in Malaysia. We should figure out how to count. Now we're doing a program called Shraddha Kutir that Bhaktivinoda Thakur advised to do, Bhakti Homes. The homes where people are vegetarian and chanting Hare Krishna and devotees. You recognize them as Bhakti Homes or Shraddha Kutirs. You mean the houses of faith. It would be nice to see how many houses we come up with. This human form of life is very valuable. Durlabha Manava Janma. Rare human life, because by this human life we can get satsanga. We can also cross over the ocean of birth and death. in Prabhupada was encouraging that people should serve Krishna, should serve God. But instead they are serving so many other things. That a human form of life regarded after going through 8,400,000 species of life, it's an opportunity, it's an open door to go back to Krishna. How many would like to go back to Krishna in this life, back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world? A few months ago I was in Hong Kong talking with one wealthy businessman, and he told me that, you know, I don't want to go back to Godhead. What will I do there? Sit all day long chanting japa. I like it here. So Krishna said there are different kinds of people that don't get his mercy. Moodhas, foolish like the ass. Maya Pratigana, people that have knowledge but it's stolen by the material energy. Then there's the asuras, the atheists. Which was the fourth one? So, but his wife said, I want to go back. Sometimes women are more intelligent, more spiritual, more religious. But we're taking birth again and again and again. Ramanda Ramitenko Novagyavan Jin Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Loka Beach. We're wandering around birth after birth, and finally, by Krishna's mercy, we get a spiritual master. And from the spiritual master, we get the seed of bhakti. And we water that seed of bhakti, and it grows and grows until it penetrates the 14 planetary systems, penetrates the material limits, goes to the Brahma Jyoti, the spiritual light, goes to the spiritual planet, to the highest planet of Golok Vrindavan, and the plant wraps around Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. Then the plant produces fruits and flowers. The flowers are ecstatic love for Krishna, and the fruit is pure Krishna Prema. So in, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we know that actually in the spiritual world you're not sitting somewhere just doing japa, although doing japa can be very, very blissful also. But there you're engaging in pastimes with Krishna. Vrindavan with the cowherd boys, and Mathura with Ugrasena and others, and in him. Dwaraka and Babadeep. So the pastimes are so beautiful. So we want to develop a taste to have the pastimes with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is coming as a representative. We may not be so tuned in yet to Krishna, but we can serve His devotee. We offer our service to Krishna through the Guru and the Guru Parampara. So I pray that whenever they offer me any kind of appreciation, that it should be offered. Received by Krishna, I'm offering it all to Him. If I have any good qualities by the blessing of my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when someone would praise Him, he said, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Because you're beautiful, you're even seeing something good in someone as insignificant as me. That's how I feel. You're all very beautiful people. That's why you're seeing good even in someone as insignificant as I am. So we want to utilize this human form of life to develop our higher taste for spiritual life. Mostly people are using the valuable human life, spending the time, and so many hobbies and diversions, or watching the television, next door, here the devotees are chanting Hare Krishna, and next door they are playing with the remote controlled cars. When I was 7-8 years old, I had a remote controlled car. Now they are still 20-30 years old and they are playing. So, like this, one time Prabhupada was walking in Los Angeles by the golf course. And then he said, what is this? It's a golf course, Prabhupada. He said, what is golf? Well, golf, you see, they have a white ball, and then they take a stick with some metal on the end of it, and they hit the ball, and then they try to get the ball to go inside of a hole a couple hundred meters away, and like this. Prabhupada said that they'll do anything to waste a valuable human form of life. Waste our valuable time. Because people don't understand what is the priority of life. So we have the satsanga, we have this good association to remind us about the transcendental purpose to life. And actually, Krishna consciousness is blissfully performed, like in Bhagavad Gita, it says, Susukkam Kurtamabhyayam. It's imperishable. And this Raja Vidya Raja Guya, Rahasyam Heta Uttamam. Susukkam Kurtamabhyayam. Susuk means what? You know? Anyone knows what Sukha means? Happiness. And susuka, super happiness. Prabhupada translated super happiness. How many would like to be super happy? So that's what Krishna consciousness is, to be, how to be super happy. The happiest person I've ever met in my life is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sometimes you may see his picture, looks like very grave. But if you're with him, next to him, you see his eyes are filled with tears of love. It's not a light happiness. It's not something like the other happiness is just like the waves on the ocean or something on the surface. His happiness is deep, like a tsunami, going right down to the bottom of the ocean. One time he was describing in Gorakhpur how Lord Chaitanya met Sanatana Goswami, and how they embraced. He took him up, Sanatana gave him a hug, and then Sanatana Goswami was crying. Lord Chaitanya was crying. Prabhupada said, this is almost like something like that, when the gopis and Krishna would be together. Such a profound meeting. Both were crying in ecstasy. Then Prabhupada got choked up. He couldn't speak. He was stumped, motionless. Tears of love were pouring down his cheeks, down his face. He couldn't speak, couldn't move. These are not tears of sadness, these are tears of ecstasy. Finally, after some time, he could speak a few words and said, "Chant Hare Krishna." And everybody started to chant. Chaitanya Prabhupada didn't try to hide his emotions. But sometimes it became revealed. Everybody could see. Very grateful for all the devotees that are helping me here to develop this temple in Subranjaya. The temples around. In Taiping, congratulations for getting that new land. And there's other places. Sungai Siput, they also have land. Everyone will have to be united for a couple of years to build the temple here. You show me the plans upstairs, beautiful temple, octagon shape. Gornitai Devis, Radha Krishna. They're trying to decide the third. They're discussing many want to have Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. If you have any ideas, you can suggest to them. I'm very glad that our place of Penang has a number of Chinese Bhakti Riksha groups. I'm glad that Lila Chitra is helping also in this regard. We want as many people as possible should get the mercy. They should all experience transcendental bliss. Human form of life is valuable. What do you want to achieve with your life? We work hard, we go to school, we get some education, we get a job, get married, get some children. Children grow up, they get married, we get old, we get sick, we die, take birth again. Is that all? Or in there, do you want to develop your real understanding of who you are? To get the Rajaguyam and the Susutam. We want to have all the devotees achieve this perfection. Side by side, Lord Chaitanya followers taught, Grihe Thako Bone Thako Sadahadi Bone Thako. Whether you're a grihastha, whether you're in a renounced order, everyone should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya, he taught how this process is very blissfully performed. We hope everyone here, Malaysia is a very happy place actually. People here are nice. But there's you get more happiness We get absolute happiness when we're Krishna conscious. So please, everyone, work together cooperatively. Try to do something wonderful for the glory of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
Now we thank to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj Ki.
Jai.